Well, good afternoon. It is about 37 minutes past the hour of 12 o'clock. This is Hannah Floor. You're listening to KFSK. It is time for Borough Business. We have a very short agenda for the Borough Assembly meeting tonight, so it's probably going to likely be a very short Borough Business as well. I am joined here in Studio One by Aaron Marol, who is the Assistant Public Works Director.
Good afternoon, Hannah.
Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Aaron is coming by short notice to talk to me about one of the items on the agenda, which is a resolution, means it's only going to get one vote, authorizing the borough manager to apply to the State of Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation, the DEC, for a loan from the Alaska Clean Water Fund. And this is for Pump Station 3 replacement. This is one of the things we voted on in October. I don't remember what the proposition number was, but voters, do you have it right there with you?
For tonight? Or
This was the what we voted on in October, authorizing, I think, $19 million in loans. This was part of it. And then tonight they're going to vote whether or not to apply for this loan. I wanted to start out, can you talk a little bit about what a pump station is and like how, why are pump stations necessary to how the wastewater system in Petersburg works?
Sure, I can try to do that. In our wastewater system, we essentially have two types of flow or feed. When the sewage leaves your home, it goes through a gravity line. Oftentimes, from your service line, it will go into a gravity-fed main.
Hmm.
However, as we know, gravity only goes one way. And so in order to get that up a hill,
mm-hmm.
we use what's called a force main.
Mm.
And so a force main is where the wastewater will be pushed using a system of pumps through a line, which essentially becomes pressurized. Now, those the pumps aren't on constantly. They cycle on and off. And so the force main or the force line is what we, this pump station's for.
Okay. So then I'm assuming, I'm just thinking like geographically thinking about Petersburg, there's got to be pump stations all around the, you know, all around town.
They start out, I'm not exactly sure on the mileage, but right about 4 mile
okay.
is the furthest one. And then we have five, and pump station five is at the Whale Observatory.
Okay.
Pump station four is on Hungry Point, and that one will be upgraded here this next 2025.
Mm-hmm.
And pump station three is actually, it's behind the forklift shop at OBI.
Oh,
so
okay.
If you're on PFI Hill and look down over the guardrail and over the edge, that's where it is.
Okay.
And so that pumps everything from that point, from downtown, all the way out to the next one would be by the Rasmus Enge Bridge.
Okay. So if this were to fail, it would affect all of downtown?
Absolutely. Everything south of OBI.
Okay. And I remember talking to Carl Hagerman during one of those live election coverage nights, asking him about what would happen if this ballot proposition did not pass. And he said that there would be raw sewage in Main Street. And now I understand, because this pump station serves specifically the Main Street area.
Yes. Yes. This is a vital piece of equipment to our system.
Okay. And then I'm looking at Olivia Rose's story here that she did earlier today. And she says failures at pump station three could cause major service issues and backflow in downtown. Backflow, I'm assuming, means sewage in the streets.
Potentially.
Potentially.
Yes. Or
could cause.
Downhill to the Narrows.
And yes, and that's the next thing she says. Or raw sewage could flow directly into Wrangell Narrows. I'm assuming that would be a big violation and probably include a lot of fines.
Correct.
Okay.
And that is why we've went to the ADEC, Department of Clean Water Fund, to seek assistance with these repairs.
Mm-hmm. And so the ADEC would hopefully approve a loan, and then that would be paid back over the next 20 years.
Correct.
Okay. And is there a chance that that loan could be forgiven?
Well, there's always a chance and a hope, but no guarantees. And so we're approaching it from that. Like you mentioned, the voters approved on October 1st the debt authorization. And so what we're doing tonight is we're going to the assembly seeking permission for the borough manager to apply for this loan.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Is there any reason to think that assembly members are going to vote against this?
I would hope not. Like I said, the voters have approved it, and we're now getting the wheels turning to seek these funds.
Do you have a sense of when, if you receive the funds from the DEC, do you have a sense of when that work could start?
No. What we'll do is once we do apply for the loan and are approved, we will seek the design for this project, and then we'll have a better idea on timeline.
Okay. All right. Anything I didn't ask you that I should have?
I just wanted to mention this pump station was built in the 70s, and then it was rehabbed in the 80s. And it's been a major concern for the wastewater department and the operators for about 20 years. And this has been a long time coming. We can't put it off any longer. And, the town has spoken, and they realize that this needs to be done. And we're just trying to move into action.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you. And, we don't have anybody here to talk about some of the other things on the agenda, but we will be getting a report, a CEPA report. I believe that is from Bob Lynn from their last meeting. And then the other item on the agenda for tonight is an ordinance, meaning it'll get three votes, authorizing the general obligation bonds from the borough to the school district. That was another thing that was voted on this fall. So, again, Borough Assembly meeting is at 6 p.m. this evening. KFSK will broadcast it live. Thanks for being here.